You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director, coming to you with episode 29 of The Director's Take. Today in studio, I have a young lady who I've been watching on various social media channels because she specializes in travel. So I thought, why not have a nice episode dedicated to the honeymoon planning part of wedding planning? So welcome, Brittany Fry.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell our listeners a little bit about, or introduce your company and what you do and where you've been lately, and then we'll get into how your services and just some advice you would give couples on planning their honeymoon.
Okay. My name is Brittany Fry. The name of my company is B Travels. You can follow me on Facebook at Brittany Johnson Fry. I specialize in honeymoons, anniversary trips, girls trips for your bachelorette parties, or the guy trips for their bachelor parties. The honeymoon is an important part after the wedding planning. Release some stress, spend some time with your significant other. It's just a good time to unwind after the stressful planning of the wedding.
Absolutely. Yes. So there's a rise on these bachelorette getaways, right?
Yes, it is.
I know all of my upcoming brides are currently planning their trips, right?
Yes,
so how
yes.
does one begin? I mean, if I'm a client and I'm planning a girl's getaway, what would I come to you say? Just, hey, I'm interested in going away. What are your suggestions? How does that start?
Yep. Some come to me, you know, with everything kind of laid out where they want to go. Then I have other clients who don't know where they want to go, really how much they can afford, if they really can afford to go. So we just kind of talk it through. So you can tell me if you have a budget in mind, if you have any places that you want to go. And then we just go from there.
Okay. Do most of your places, like, that you work with as far as when you're planning a trip, do they have packages? Do they have theme packages? Because a lot of the girls, you know, have these themes.
Yeah. So, a lot of them do offer packages. So we have the all-inclusive that have everything, your drinks, the flight, the hotel, mm-hmm. Get you back and forth to the airport. Or you can do, like, little road trips, and, you know, I'll put together the train package and everything for you. Or I've even had some do things locally and just something different, though, something outside of the city that they don't usually see.
You know, I was just getting ready to say, do you do things locally? Like,
yes.
If I'm planning a girl's night out, like a bar crawl, you do
yes.
even that?
Yep, I'll even do that. I've done some where we went to Traverse City and they did like the winery, something
yes.
a little more chill.
Yes.
So that's always an option if you can't go far.
Okay, yeah, for sure, because you don't necessarily have to go away to have a girl's night out, right?
No.
Okay, there's a lot of places in Michigan.
Yes, yes.
Good, okay. So as far as honeymoon planning, how does one... You know, I rarely get into the conversation. Usually the conversations I have with my clients are you leaving the next day after the wedding, as far as their gifts? Because part of what I offer is transporting their gifts from the reception to either their home or the parents' home, because usually they're leaving the next day
right.
and they're not opening gifts till they get back. But now some couples I'm finding they're waiting a little bit, like they'll leave maybe a couple days after the wedding or even a couple months after the wedding. So what's been your experience?
I highly suggest to leave at least 2 days after the wedding, just to give you time, because most people don't pack beforehand. So that's another stress if you do it, you know, if you have to do that the day before the wedding. So I usually suggest 2 or 3 days after the wedding so you can come home, you know, enjoy the night after the wedding, and then start packing, you know, have something to look forward to two or three days down the line.
And as in regards to traveling out of the country, some countries require the couples bring marriage license.
So if a lot of them offer honeymoon packages and you can just bring anything to show that you know, are newlywed. So a program, a copy of the marriage license. They're not really strict on necessarily just having the marriage license.
Really? Okay, because there used to be a time when they had to have the license.
So only if your passport had already, if you were going traveling later and your passport had arrived yet, would you need the marriage license.
Got it. Okay, but any proof that you're married.
Right. It's for the resort.
For the resort,
yes.
Out of the country.
Yes.
Okay, Like a Jamaica?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. So let's say I've got a client. They're like, oh, we got about, let's say $1,000 budget for a honeymoon. What would be some suggestions?
If you wanted to do out the country, Mexico is probably your best bang for your buck. You can get there. It might be a little bit over $1,000, but you could get there for a few days and at a nice resort.
Okay.
And, you know, off the beach and stuff like that. You definitely get your money's worth there.
Okay. Doing all inclusive food, drinks and everything.
Yes.
Okay. What's been like your top spot?
Probably Mexico.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Mexico. Like I say, you get the most for your money. And then even the people who have more of an elaborate budget, just the things that they offer there are just amazing.
Okay.
So, especially for people who haven't necessarily traveled together, that's a good starting point.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. You have clients that have never traveled together?
Not out the country.
Oh, out of the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they'll be locally places, but not necessarily the all inclusive.
Yeah.
Or another option would be a cruise.
Mm.
That's also very budget friendly.
Is it cruises?
Yes.
Leaving from like Florida?
Yeah, Florida, either to Orlando, Port Canaveral or Miami.
Okay. So how about for a couple that can't afford to go out? They like to do a Jamaica, you know, a St. Lucia or even Mexico, but they just don't have the funds for it right now. What would you suggest or something maybe local or?
Traverse City has a lot to offer. I definitely would do there.
Okay.
Frankenmuth, it surprisingly has a lot of little small, little romantic things to do.
Okay.
Just Googling or reaching out to, you know, me can help you just look for different things. So find things that you're interested in.
Sure.
And even if it's just going downtown, doing a princess and things like that, seeing different things.
Okay. So what would be the advantage to my contacting you versus another? Because I consider you an independent travel agent.
Yes.
Versus these travel agencies and these corporate buildings.
So all there, typically if you go into one that's like in a corporate building, they're not going to do too much research. They basically tell you, you know, places that they've done before, but they're not going to help you look and dig deep to figure out, you know, where you want to go and take all your suggestions and things like that.
So you have a little more intimate relationship.
Yes.
With the couple. I can see that. Absolutely. Okay. So on a personal note, when you got, how long have you been married now?
It will be 3 years in October.
Wow. Three years. Now, did you guys honeymoon?
We did.
Were you in the travel business?
I had started right after that.
Okay. So would you do your honeymoon different? Knowing what you know now?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Mexico.
Okay.
Just because I wanted to be gone for a long amount of time and that was where I could go and spend, I wanted to spend 8 to 10 days.
Okay.
And anywhere else, I wouldn't be able to afford to be gone that long.
Gotcha.
So, okay. Went to Mexico.
Nice. Okay. So, for the listeners, again, this is a wedding planning podcast, and I always try and give my listeners some resources or suggestions. So, I thought it was a little longer than 3 years, but you're still in the newlywed stage.
Yes.
But looking back at your wedding planning or your wedding day, would you have done anything different?
I think just relax more. The night before my wedding, I was trying to run around and thought I still went like, oh, I forgot to do this. But just enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It goes by so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everyone says, like, enjoy it. But you don't really realize it's gone until
it's over.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So nothing you would do it exactly the way it came out. Okay.
Everything turned out really well.
Good. Where was your wedding?
The ceremony was at a church off of 8 Mile and Evergreen.
Okay.
And the reception was at Stephen's Banquet Hall.
Nice. Okay. Yes. I remember seeing the pictures because it was pink, right?
Yes.
Were your colors pink?
Pink and navy.
Yes. So nice. All right. I know that I've got a bride right now who's New Orleans has become very popular. I'm jumping back and forth, but going back to the travel side. Have you done any New Orleans packages?
I've done a lot of bachelor and bachelorette parties in New Orleans.
Okay.
Not necessarily a honeymoon spot, but it's definitely a lot of romance besides what people think the partying and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very historical down there. I know I've been there myself. Any other places you can think of that would be nice and people don't even think about it because they're quick to jump to the Jamaica and the Mexico?
Besides the cruise, even locally, Chicago has a lot of little small, intimate, like boutique hotels that would be nice for somewhere close.
Okay.
Florida off the water. There's tons of places in Florida that offer cute, again, hotels and things like that.
Okay. All right. I was thinking, too, there's some areas in Georgia.
Yes.
What's it called?
No, you had, it's a lot of places. And then Hilton Head.
Hilton Head, too.
Yes. Love
Hilton
good place.
Head. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What about California? Arizona.
Yes. California is nice, but we actually went there for our anniversary last year.
Okay.
But it gets pricey.
Yes.
Very pricey.
Oh, yeah. California.
You can almost go out the country for the price that you would spend because it may not be the price to get there, but the amount of money you need to take to went to enjoy yourself there.
You're spending money.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. What about Canada? Any places in Canada?
Yes. And in Niagara Falls is a nice road trip that offers, even Groupon is a good place to check for activities once you get there.
Okay, for activities. Okay. Yes. Now, is it a good idea to do the train? I know you mentioned earlier train packages.
Yes.
To Toronto.
You can do train packages. If I was doing that, I mean, if you want to just enjoy each other, I would suggest to take the train, even to Chicago or the Toronto or Niagara Falls is always an option I can put together.
Okay.
It's not necessarily comes with it, but I can put together, you know, whatever option you would
I never thought about taking a train to Niagara Falls. You can do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You'll have to stop and then, like, get off and then get on another train. But
Yes, I just want the one-stop shop.
Then Toronto would be Toronto or Chicago.
Got it. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. What about out of the, so now I'm out of the Caribbean, overseas, like a Paris or Greece, any couples inquire about those places?
Yes. Surprisingly, I've seen a lot now. And those are more, definitely if you want something a lot more elaborate.
Sure.
Definitely have to spend, if you're going to do more than just Paris and, like Amsterdam or something like that, 8 to 10 days minimum.
Yeah, so a longer honeymoon for sure. Because the flight alone is
about 6 to 7 hours, just depending on where you're going.
Yes.
But just, it's so much history there and so much to do that you just, to be able to take it all in, definitely at least 8 to 10 days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was getting ready to ask you another question and I went blank. I was going to say about traveling. Oh, as far as, hurricane season. I'm always confused about, especially going to the Caribbean.
Yes.
When is hurricane season? When should you avoid those areas?
So hurricane season is June through like October.
Okay.
My anniversary is in October and I travel during the season. So you do definitely get a lot better pricing, but
okay,
it can make you nervous. But I definitely make everyone that spends over $1,000 get travel insurance.
Okay.
So in the event that something does occur, you are able to change. So
without penalty.
Yes.
Right. I was going to ask about travel insurance. So you include, you encourage your couples to get travel insurance.
Especially if you're traveling during that time or like I said, spending over $1,000.
Okay.
I just automatically add it on. Cause
it's not that expensive.
No,
is it?
It's $100, like typically $100 a person.
Okay.
Cause I did have someone last year who, the hurricane had hit, Dominican Republic and the resort was still fine, but you know, it wasn't too much going on. So they switched and wound up going to Mexico instead. And all they lost was the $100 for the cost of the travel insurance, but they were able to still leave that same time they had planned on leaving.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, most definitely.
Yes.
I'm like thinking of where I want to go next. So, okay. Any other last advice you'd give to your couples planning any type of trip, bachelorette, honeymoon, any besides having a budget?
Yes, definitely the budget is a major thing. Even when you're planning a wedding, make sure you set something aside for that. And you can almost make any trip possible if you just plan.
Right.
The being able to pay on things is a good option. You know, just for our honeymoon, we gave up eating out, you know, so much, and that paid for the cost of our honeymoon.
And without having to go into debt.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. So just, you know, start small. if you're not used to traveling, and then, you know, just set aside, even if it's the Starbucks, you know, once a week.
Right. That's a good one. And do you offer payment plans?
Yes. Okay. The majority of the trips I offer have a payment plan option, and you have up until about 45 days before the trip to pay it off. Mm-hmm. And then you can start planning as early as a year out for like the all-inclusive options. But cruises, you can start almost 2 to 3 years, depending on what cruise line.
Wow.
So you can, I have a cruise now that people are paying $20 a month.
I saw
and
that.
And we're going next November.
Yes. Where are you guys going?
To the Bahamas.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Yes. Yeah, I saw that. I tell you, I follow you on social media, so I'm like, oh, this out. But I always have like a conflict or something with the date. So thank you so much, Brittany, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Tell the listeners again how to reach out to you if they're ready to plan their bachelor party and honeymoon.
You can follow me on Facebook at Brittany Johnson Fry or on Instagram at LadyB_87 and then inbox me, or I post different trips constantly or even specials that I find online.
Yes, you do. Thank you again. And thank you everyone who's been listening. I hope you got some valuable information. I know I did about planning those trips. One of my line items that I give my couples for creating their budget is for a honeymoon. So this was invaluable information. So again, thank you, Brittany, for being on. And thank you for listening. This has been another episode of The Director's Take. This is Lori Lewis. You can reach out to me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.